Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, it is a perfect day to go out and play a great round of golf. We've got scattered showers, but, you know, chance of them about 30% just to cool you off. It's going to be partly sunny, the high only 81 degrees, so not like when it was 84 earlier this week. East northeasterly 6 to 11 miles per hour. I love how they make that so, you know, 11 miles per hour. Scattered showers tonight, mostly cloudy with a low about 74. East northeasterly is staying with us, but dying down just a bit, 6 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation goes up to 40%. All right, what about tee times? Well, let's see. We've got Makalei on the Big Island. There's an 852, a 918, a 1021, and the swinging ladies are going out today. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's an 830 at Volcano where it's 57 degrees. You can practice your cold game. Yes, spotty with winds to 15 miles per hour there. I think a little shower action is going to be happening. So anyway, at Volcano, there's an 830, a 924, and a 1048. Then Poipu has a 1220 on Kauai, 1250, a 140. And ladies of the lake, can you see them coming up out of the lake with their clubs? They're going to be playing, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. All right, we've got Kauai Lagoons with a 948 and an 11 o'clock. A Hawaii Kai has a 958 and a 1028. And the Big Wave Boys are going out. Did you just ride and then you're going to go play golf? Surfers love to play golf. It's a wonderful thing. Turtle Bay, 832, 908, 1020. Bayview, 842, 908, 1030. Hawaii Prince, 920, 1052. And Wailea Gold Course, 11 o'clock, 1150, 130. Emerald, 1120, 1130, 1150. And the Blue Course has an 830, 1110, and the 1230. The big spenders are heading out on the golf course. And, you know, one more. Maui Nui, there's an 1152, 1232, and a 112. And the Auto Boys are going out. So the Big Wave Boys, the Auto Boys, and the big spenders, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. I've got a really cool show for you today. James Kaiser, owner of Golf Education Encounter. Actually, he's the driving force behind Cosmic Driving Ranges and Smart Targets. Pate Clarkson, Sports Information Director, Troon Hawaii Ka'anapali Golf Courses. Joy Ruggiero, First Tee Hawaii Program Director. Claude Brusseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at Wailea Golf Academy, Wailea Maui. And Gary Williams, analyst, commentator, returning to Golf Channel. Well, with him after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club, brought to you by Stretch Lab Hawaii. One-on-one assisted stretching sessions just like the pros get to improve your flexibility and swing. At Kahala Mall, Kailua, Ward Village, and Waikele. It's Aloha Power Equipment's year-end sale. All riding mowers are on sale and mower accessories galore. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Let your equipment do the work faster and smarter. Get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. The Sentry kicks off the PGA Tour's 2025 season at Kapalua's Plantation Course, Maui, January 2nd through the 5th. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever for self, health, and friendship. Go golf! And the Sony Open in Hawaii 2025 at Waialae, January 8th through the 12th. Tickets available at SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
Awesome. We've got such good stuff happening. Gary Williams, from teaching professional at Ridgewood Country Club to executive at a Fortune 500 company, radio show host to full-time morning drive radio sports program, play-by-play for ESPN, Carolina Panthers Television Network, host of Five Clubs Golf on YouTube and podcast. But you probably know him best from his morning drive work on Golf Channel, the first morning golf talk show on television with fabulous guests. Well, his show is coming back to Golf Channel. Gary Williams, welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, it's great to hear your voice. Happy holidays. I know that, as you just said, we have exciting things happening. I know that the best players in the world are coming to your home state for a great fortnight in Maui, and then obviously at the Sony. I'm excited for everybody there, and obviously excited for the new year.
Yes, super excited for the new year because you're going to be back on Golf Channel.
Yes. You know, it's life's an amazing thing, and never did I think that when we created Five Clubs, you know, and trying to understand that, you know, the digital media platform that it is, that it would lead back to a place that, you know, means so much to me. And the cool thing among the many cool things is that, you know, Charlotte, North Carolina is where I live. We lived here formerly before I left to go to Golf Channel. And so the show will originate from Charlotte. We will have, you know, a real connection to everybody at Golf Channel, but, I am the executive producer and the host of the program.
Wow.
And so, you know, my vision, my kind of direction on where I think we should take the show on a day-to-day basis, it's up to me. And I cannot wait to try to get people to realize that this will be much more than a professional golf recap show. I want people who invest in golf. And when I say invest, if you spend time either watching, thinking, playing golf, you're investing in golf because time is the most precious commodity we all have. And so I'd like to believe over the course of the time that everything people are interested in are going to be talked about. I can't do it every day, but we want this to be an industry show. So from the best players in the world to the people who design golf courses, to instructors, to owners, operators, to administrators, to historians, to people who cover the game, they will all be on this program.
That's awesome. I love it. I mean, it's exactly what I love to do. I mean, that's the only way that you can really give people all the facets of this industry. And it's so many of the people who are in it have a history of how they got into the game. And that's always a fascinating story to hear. By the way, Gary Williams, how did you get introduced to the game of golf?
I was 6 years old, and my father was a terrific college athlete. He played baseball at the University of Florida, and he loved all sports. And so at a very, very young age, I tried everything. And so I tried golf for the first time in the mountains of North Carolina when I was 6 years old. And it wasn't so much about that one particular day hitting some golf balls that I was hooked. But what I found very quickly was, oh my gosh, I get my dad uninterrupted when we do this activity. And so that's where my love came from, because it was one thing to be on a little baseball diamond and you know, play infield and your parents are watching. It's another thing to go and spend 4 hours with your dad.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and so that's where my love began.
Yes.
And I played golf with my father into my 40s. My dad passed away in 2011.
Wow.
All the great first experiences that I had, whether it was Pebble Beach or the Old Course or Pine Valley, it was with my father. So my love for golf is very, very personal. And so I that's the other thing, Danielle, about this program is that television is fun, but it's also kind of antiseptic, where you do a show and people kind of know a little bit about the people who are on it. This show, from the music, which was composed and conducted, and it was his orchestra, is my cousin's music, who is an Oscar Award winning musical composer in Los Angeles, to the photographs, to all the artwork that you're going to see in the studio. These are people I know. These are people in my life. So the show is going to be very personal, which is what I think the game of golf is to most people. It's a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So when is it going to be on?
January 6th will be our launch date, the first Monday in January. So we will be on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 8 a.m. Eastern time. So everybody out there in Hawaii, please set your DVRs, record the show. It'll re-air from 9 to 10 on those 3 days. And, you know, I'm going to focus on that hour. We'd like to believe that in time, there'll be more time that will be given. But for right now, it'll be 8 a.m. Eastern time, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. And you know, when you talk about dad, you know, it's the same for me. When I think of golf, it's a part of my dad memory, you know. And so when I'm talking yes. golf, he's with me. You know, like on my shoulder, you know, or giving me hints.
Yes.
And it's
true.
It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling. So I totally.
Danielle, I went to Scotland with some friends in late September, early October, and went back to some places I hadn't been to since I was there with my dad. And I wasn't trying to think about my father. It was happening naturally.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you what a great feeling that is.
Yes. It's like they're synonymous. The golf dad.
Yes.
And imagine Team Woods, Tiger Woods with Charlie Woods and Sam carrying a bag. What a family picture that was.
It was great. And it's kind of like, you know, seeing the images of him winning the Masters in 2019 and how that cycle of life of it was him and Earl behind the 18th green at Augusta National. And here we are from 1997 to 2019. And there he is, his mom, and now his children there. It's a game for a lifetime. My younger daughter plays. And I told her, she was a competitive cheerleader in college. I said, Addie, I'm not telling you that you need to be married to golf, but just don't turn your back on it, because the game will always give you some very modest rewards, starting with just being with friends. And so she's played throughout college. She went to Clemson, and, you know, it's a relationship. And I want this show to be a relationship with the viewers and them to feel like, you know, I'm bringing them to a place where it's not just about me, but it's about the people are going to be on the show that will include Johnson Wagner and Brendan DeYoung. They will be on a regular basis. Gil Hance, who's, you know, you could argue the greatest designer of golf courses in the world currently, he will be a regular contributor to the program. Taylor Zarzer, who is the host of The Starter on the PGA Tour Radio Network, he lives in Charlotte. He will be in studio on a regular basis. Webb Simpson is going to be in studio the second week after he comes back from playing in the Sony Open. My first guest at 8:15 Monday morning on January 6th will be the number one player in the world on the women's side, Nelly Korda.
Far out.
Jim Nance will be on January 7th. Bryson DeChambeau on January 8th. So we're not messing around.
This is, we're talking with Gary Williams, Golf Channel. He's back, executive producer and host of his show. Are you calling it Morning Drive?
No, it's going to be Five Clubs on Golf Channel. You know, we've worked arduously to, you know, build this little brand in a modest way. And so we're not going to abandon it. So it is Five Clubs on Golf Channel.
Far out.
And yeah.
Yeah. And January 6th is when it starts. And it's
correct.
Now, the time again?
8 a.m. Eastern time. So obviously that's 3 o'clock in the morning
for
all the locals out there.
Yeah.
But we hope that, you know, people will record the program, watch it at breakfast or watch it later in the day.
Yeah.
Just please watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I love it. Monday, Tuesday,
and here's
Wednesday.
The other last thing. Last promotional self-indulgent piece for me. We are doing something else that has never been done, and that is a show on Golf Channel simulcast on Sirius XM. So if you cannot watch the show will be on Sirius XM on the PGA Tour Radio Network live. So if you watch for 15 minutes and you have to get in the car to drive to work, you'll miss nothing. You can listen to it on the radio.
Far out. I love that. we being radio people originally, you know, and I still am.
Yes.
Yes. It's fantastic. So with Tiger Woods and Charlie losing to Bernard Langer, that was an amazing performance on both sides. Were you surprised the Langers won again?
No, because he is, I mean, he's like bacteria. he'd be the only thing that would survive a nuclear blast. I mean, he's 67 years old. He is. And the interesting wrinkle about this, and look, I think Tiger has respect for a lot of people in the game, but he has particular respect for Bernhard Langer. And so I think when Tiger sees him, he sees somebody who has been very ingenious, been very persistent, been very dogged and determined to always figure out a way to never be anything other than competitive. And I think Tiger has great respect and admiration for that. So to see somebody who's 67, who can, you know, obviously can't compete on the regular tour, but can still go out there. And I know some people were carping about the yardage that he was playing from. I don't care. I just thought it was neat. I thought the optics of seeing, you know, two fathers and two sons hit excellent shots, hole after hole.
Yeah.
Like these kids.
Yeah.
These kids are playing on television, literally, as they know because of Tiger's presence, in front of millions of people, and they're executing shot after shot and rolling in putts. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was. What about that little build-up that they made to put the ball on top in the sand?
I didn't particularly love that. Look, I think it's scrambles. There's a natural kind of liberty taken with certain things.
Okay.
When you are able to put your hand on the ball and move it a club length. But that was, Tiger said it was one of the great shots he's ever seen. Come on. He teed up the golf ball in the bunker.
Thank you.
He didn't literally hit a bunker shot. He hit a ball from a bunker on a tee.
Yes. I'm like, wow, I didn't know they could do that.
Right.
Technically, they can't, but hey. All right. Rex Hoggard said it's all very convoluted. Now, Rex Hoggard is over at Golf Channel, so I figure you know Rex Hoggard.
And Very well. Yes,
and we're talking about PGA Tour and PIF. And there is an agreement coming together? Or is this just another reason to have them back in the headlines?
I think what Rex is pointing to is the beginning of some type of alliance. And that alliance will start with the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia investing in what is now the for-profit arm of the PGA Tour, which is PGA Tour Enterprises. That doesn't mean that it is time to have all these players, you know, kind of commingle at various live events and PGA Tour events. I still think we're a year away from that. And I think that that's going to be the persistent challenge for both entities, is that until they are cohabiting space on more than four occasions, and you can add the Ryder Cup because I believe that there will be some LIV players representing both sides. That's not enough. The sport is not—it's not big enough for them to be fractured. And if look, history will not only teach you about the past; it will explain the present. And my point is, tennis went through this. I'm not an expert on open wheel racing, like IndyCar racing, but they fractured as well over two decades ago. They've never recovered.
Mm-hmm.
The sport is not big enough to have all of these different entities competing around the world.
Mm-hmm.
They need to occupy the same space on more than a handful of occasions. I think they know that. And I think they're going to get there in 26, but 2025, I believe, Danielle, is going to look very similar to this past year and the past 3 years.
So, no, I don't understand how the PGA Tour money can compete with the PIF money. That's the one thing that, and all this money drives me nuts. It becomes the focus.
They can't for in perpetuity. They have hemorrhaged all their financial reserves as they have tried to identify sponsors who are willing to front $20 million for purses for events that quite honestly just get, relatively speaking, a modest audience. And so that's not sustainable. And so they have got to figure out a way to come together on a more regular basis, because this Signature Series, which, again, okay, it's nice, but here's the bottom line. Rory is not going to compete in probably two of those. There will be other players who will take passes on literally show-up money in no-cut events because they can afford to. And until they get to a place where we know on 12 to 15 occasions a year we can count on all of these guys butting heads, they're going to continue to suffer where it matters most, and that is with the audience.
Yeah, and I've heard rumors that some of the guys who went to PIF for the money would just as soon leave PIF and go to the PGA Tour because no one's at the tournaments watching them on the PIF side.
They're not, and even though, look, I think they're, you know, getting a television deal, which is imminent with Fox, is helpful. It's helpful that it's there. But if the motivation or impetus for viewers is not there, it doesn't matter if it is a click away on a remote control. If people are not inclined to put it on, it doesn't matter if it's more available than it's been formerly, whether it was on the CW or simply on the Live, you know, app. Again, all these things are kind of, I would call them just kind of modest improvements. The only thing that matters is them playing more together.
Okay, I get it. I totally understand. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's it. And I want to kind of wrap us up here with the Grant Thornton Invitational with the 16 teams, LPGA, PGA Tour. $4 million goes to the winner. You know, $4 million, it sounds like a lot of money, but those guys are playing for so much money. I'm almost sick of hearing about how much money they're making. I think it takes away from the game, but
it does.
Okay.
It does. I don't care what anybody makes and make as much as you can. But when we are all just kind of beaten over the head, like with a wet mop about money on a weekly basis.
Yes.
You know what happens when you get beat over the head with a wet mop? You finally go, please stop.
Yes.
I can't take it anymore.
Yes. Okay, so Lexi Thompson retiring, paired with Ricky Fowler. Great, you know, Ricky was talking on Golf Channel about the difference between the guys and the girls and how they play. And I'm thinking, God, Lexi probably wants to hit him with a wet mop. I hadn't thought of wet mop until he goes on to say, women make golf look simple, hit straight onto the green, make a putt, add it up at the end. Guys make it more interesting, playing from interesting places. Ricky,
I will say this about that event. I think it is. I think we are heading toward a place in a good way, and one, two potential opportunities for women and men to share a stage on something other than the frivolity of the Grant Thornton, which, let me just say this, like Patty Kapitanikit took home over $500,000. The most money she made all year was finishing third at the Evian, where she made $530,000. That's great. I think what we're going to see is we're going to see a mixed team event that is going to be co-branded between the PGA Tour and the LPGA. I think that's going to happen in the next couple of years, and I do think unequivocally, we are going to get a mixed team event at the Olympic level, which will be great. If you look at the Olympic program, there are mixed team events in other sports, in other disciplines that you wouldn't necessarily associate, one, a team component, and two, a mixed team component. But that's what the Olympic model provides. It provides this stage. And I think when those things happen, it's good for everybody. And I think it'll be particularly good for women's sports, which right now is in a great space. It's got a wonderful amount of current that is pushing it in a ascending direction. And you can attribute some of it toward Caitlin Clark. Rightfully, she deserves that. And I also think whether it's Nellie Korda, who is also somebody who deserves credit, that they're captivating audiences that used to think in a much more myopic and narrow way about what it is they choose to watch. And I think those things are going to happen, and I think that a lot of people, starting with the players, are going to benefit from those opportunities.
Awesome, awesome. Finally, Hawaii's Allison Korpuz and Sahitha Gala, they met in 2004. They were both 6 years old. They were at a junior event in San Diego. They've known each other that long. They're playing in the Grant Thornton. Both won the junior world, and they stayed friends. He was there when Korpuz won the Women's U.S. Open. Golf, relationships, right?
It is why, look, I'm lucky enough to be around junior golfers for some weeks during the summer, as you know, through Steph Curry's underrated golf tour.
Yeah.
And when I see these kids, boys and girls, see each other again, it's like they're seeing long-lost friends. And as much as I've said this to these kids, what golf is a, kind of a metaphor for life, which is competition amongst friends. And we all compete with each other, whether it's friends with respect to our various career pursuits or other things. And that's what golf is. But when the competition ends, you reflect on the fact that you shared it together. And I love stories like that. And I love the fact that, you know, you had Patty Tabatanikit and Jake Knapp, who played college golf at the same time at the same school, coming together to compete together and win that event at the Grant Thornton.
Yeah.
That relationship was rooted in something that happened when they were teenagers.
Yep.
I love that stuff.
Exactly. Okay, this is Gary Williams. He is the executive producer and host, Five Clubs on Golf Channel. It starts January 6th, just a few days, 8 a.m. Eastern time. So we got to set our DVRs so it'll be recorded here. And that's about 4 o'clock in the morning. So you want to set your DVR. Unless you're
right.
Me, when I get up at 3 and I can watch it. Oh, no, I have to go to work. Thank you, Gary Williams, for being inside the clubhouse.
Danielle, Happy New Year. I look forward to many conversations with you in 2025. Thank you for contributing to golf to the level that you do.
Oh, thanks a lot, Gary. I look forward to talking with you again. So cool. Thank you. Aloha.
Take care. Bye-bye. Aloha.
We're going to come back. Claude Brousseau, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy, the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii, I think it is, but I'm not sure. He's with us next. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
It's Aloha Power Equipment's year-end clearance sale. Aloha Power Equipment's year-end clearance sale. You know, the end of the year is like, you know, a couple of days from now. From homeowner to supersized landscapers, they've got riding mowers and chainsaws and blowers and generators, and they're on sale. You want to take advantage of this. Waiting right there at, whether you go to the Waipahu store or the one right here in Iwilei, that's close to where we are right now. They're there. You can see them. You can touch them. You can take them home. Well, maybe you need to have them shipped neighbor island. They do that. If you're on the neighbor islands, you can absolutely have these things shipped to you. And don't forget about the accessories. We make yard work easy. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Protect your property, protect your back with the best tools around. And yep, no worries. Aloha Power Equipment. Tell them Danielle sent you.
Where the best start their year, the Century is back on Maui. The PGA Tour's opening drive kicks off the year at the Plantation Course at Kapalua. Come watch the 2024 FedEx Cup champion Scottie Scheffler compete alongside the PGA Tour's top players like Xander Schauffele and Colin Morikawa. Keiki are admitted free and Hawaii residents have access to the discounted Kama'aina ticket presented by Mauna Loa. Witness the action at the Century January 2nd through 5th. Tickets available at thecentury.com.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rules sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Claude Brusso, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy, ranked number one, 2024-2025 Best Teacher in the State of Hawaii by Golf Digest. It's the third time in a row. Hey, Mr. Number One, welcome
Excuse
into the clubhouse.
Danielle, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Now, Claude, you're getting the 2024 Golf Fitness Association of America Industry Leader Award. Now, will we be able to read about this, see this somewhere?
Yes. So very soon, the official ceremony for that will be during the PGA Show in Orlando, last week of January coming up. And then, yes, so they will do more media information about that. And I will also be featured in the February monthly
golf
magazine,
fitness, the golf fitness
golf
magazine,
fitness,
yeah,
of America. So, and then also on their website. So that's I'm very humbly honored that they find that I'm a leader in that part of the golf game as well.
Yeah, it's how do you do it? How do you do so much? It's truly incredible. I know that, you know, Claude Brusso Golf and Academic Award recipient Liliana, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her name, LB,
that's correct, Danielle.
Okay, and she's in Kihei, and she's the third junior getting a $1,000 prize. This is the Claude Brusso Golf and Academic Award. Congratulations to Liliana Elby. And I didn't know you do this, Claude.
Yes, you know, Danielle, I really feel that I'm so privileged to have you in my life, to have golf as what I do for a living. And I really, to me and my wife, Anne-Marie, it's important that we can support the junior in Hawaii because it's challenging when they travel for competition or, you know, even here, they have to go hopping from island to island to get their game better. And then, obviously, I always share with them that the important, that's why the award is academics, so they need to make sure they got good grade. So that can help them to get a scholarship, maybe. Then, obviously, we all know it's complicated to make a living playing golf, but golf is such a great lifestyle, opens so many doors. So I really want to give them, it's a small contribution, but for a family to receive, you know what, $1,000. I've been doing that for 3 years, so, and I'm, make me happy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's already finished first in the local drive chip putt. That was in 2023 and 2024. She came in second. She travels to the mainland to compete in national golf tournaments. She placed first this summer at the Hurricane Junior League in Colorado, finished fourth in the U.S. Kids State Invitational, and she's a member of the XL Gold Competitive Gymnastics team at 808 Gymnastics. Wow, she's busy.
She is a wonderful young woman. And it's so nice because I know her for 3-4 years now, and it's so nice, you know. Okay, she went from 8, now she's 13, and it as a coach, it's so great to see how they progress as a human, as a person, and also obviously as a golfer. But so I feel privileged that I can do that, and helping other people is part of my life.
That's wonderful. And you're going to help us because, as you wrote here, new year, new you, new game. I like that. We all make resolutions, but can we keep them? How can you help?
This is good. So, so the resolution, number one, I will say for the enjoyment of the game, because we do that for fun, spend quality time with your family and your friends, and compete, a friendly competition, and sometimes, pretty hard competition, but at the end, we're all in because we love the game. So my first resolution, I will say, make sure you play from the correct tee box.
Okay? Good idea.
Go in the parking lot, play from the correct tee box. So that should be their motto for the next year.
Okay.
So especially as we all have more gray hair and the flexibility is maybe not there anymore. And so how we know which play box to play from?
Yeah.
So there's a couple formula that they can use. So let's say if you take your average carry distance with your drive, okay, as an example, let's say you're a little bit younger than you and I, and then you drive the ball 220 yards, you multiply that by 28, and then that gives you, you should play from 6,160 yards. Forget the tip. Play from the correct tee box. Another way, I don't really know how they came with that, but they wanted to help the players to make sure that they have a shorter club, like the two players, lady and gentleman, for the second shot on the green. So the other formula will be how far do you carry your 5-iron in average, not the best shot of your life, and I'm insisting on carry.
Okay.
Carry, Danielle, means how far the ball goes in the air from point A to point B when it touches the ground.
Okay.
That's rolling 40 yards. Okay. So let's say you carry your 5-iron as an example for still younger player, 170 yards. If you multiply that by 36, you see you should play 6,120 yards. So you will have a lot more fun.
You know, it's so much math.
Yeah.
How many people sit down and you start multiplying? It's but it's important because you'll actually get better results, and
yep.
You won't be disappointed that you didn't get to where you thought you could go.
Yeah. So if you want to remember only one, 36, that's pretty easy because
yes.
It's 218.
Yes.
How far you hit your 5-iron, multiply that by 36, that gave you your distance.
Right on. That's great. And now you also have other resolutions, like number two is improving your three most important clubs.
Yes. And you know which one they are, Danya, don't you?
Well, yeah, you've given it to me quite nicely here. driver, wedge, and putter. Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
And the number one that they should improve with is the putter. Why? This is the only club, Danielle, that every golfer in the world use on every hole. So you need to get good with that one, and you need to love putting. Then the other reason is it's the simplest stroke or motion that you will do with a club in your body. So the improvement will be so rapid, and the benefit of it will be your score will go lower rapidly. Because I call that also the putter is the equalizer of the game. What I mean by that, Danielle, is that we know that not everybody can hit the ball 320 yards in the air like Rory.
Mm-hmm.
He does that just 60% of the time, by the way.
Okay.
So nobody can do that like your listener or most of the people who play golf. However, you can be really good at putting. So, because in putting, what matters the most is the club face. The club, the putter head is 90% of what happened to the ball. So you just need to be a little bit more aware of what you do with your hands with the putter head. Then I got plenty of videos that people can watch on V1 app on that. or, you know, get with your golf coach, and instead of a today, do yourself a favor, instead of asking coaching on driving or, you know, hitting it further, just ask them to help you with your putting, because the benefits are fantastic.
You know, that's the one place I'm comfortable. I'm really
it's
a wonderful feeling when you haven't done very well with any of your other clubs. You get on the green, you go, all right, I'm in charge.
I love it, Daniel. That's a great attitude. And then, you know what as well? Is that it puts you in a very good mindset for the next shot.
Yep.
But if you made 3 or 4 putts, who feels good about that?
I do.
You feel better when you make only 2 putts.
Now, the wedges are something I'm also pretty comfortable with.
Great, great. But you know, Danielle, why you're comfortable with them mostly? Because you're competent with them.
Yeah.
It's tough to be comfortable or confident. Those are the 3 C's. Comfortable, competent, and confident. But to have the confidence and be comfortable, you have to be competent. So you need to know how to use those clubs, and you are confident and competent with them because you get more knowledge of using them.
Exactly. So, and yet sometimes, though, you know, there's 4, as you point out, you know, there's 4 wedges. There's the 58, 54, 50, and PW. All of a sudden,
pitching wedge.
Thank you. And I sometimes don't know which one to go with.
Okay, that's a great question, Daniel. So to answer that question, let's say the reason we have those 4 wedges in the full swing, okay, it's because there is a gap in between each club in yardage that you will play. Like there is a gap in between a 6 iron, a 7 iron, an 8. So the wedges are precision club, and you need to know, let's say as an example, how far you full swing, normal swing, your start shot, and hit your numbers. That's what I mean by hit your number. Let's say for Claude as an example, my pitching wedge carry 100, my 50 carry 90, 54, I know it's a lot of number, but just imagine, okay, so 54 will be 80, and then 58, 70 yards in the air, full swing.
Wow.
So when you get too close to the green, but if you know those numbers with your club, now the game comes easier because you're confident. You can be committed on your shot. Okay, I got a 100-yard shot, plain vanilla swing, I call that, regular stock shot swing, your DNA swing, they're all the same. Pull the pitching wedge and swing it. Now, when you are closer to the green, Danielle, to answer your question, what I recommend to you listeners and players is, I call that calibrate your wedges, the 4 of them. I had somebody yesterday, a player that is an amateur player, and he will play in the Century for the first time in the Pro-Am.
Wow.
So kind of prep him for that.
Right.
Then we were talking about what you need to do with those 4 wedges again. You just calibrate. If you backswing, the shaft is horizontal to the ground. In the forward swing, the shaft horizontal to the ground on the follow-through. How far the ball goes with those 4 tools, those 4 wedges.
That's
so
really
way,
good. That's really
we,
good.
We all miss green, even the top players in the world, Danielle.
Yeah.
They miss 1 green out of 3. Let me repeat that. The best player in the world hit green in regulation, it's 11.8, so let's call that 12 green. So they, but they do up and down. So for the regular player, what I say is calibrate your 4 wedges. As an example, let's say for this player yesterday, is 58 when he takes the club back about, you know, club shaft horizontal to the ground, then swing horizontal to the ground on the forward swing. His ball was going 30 yards. Now, when he's on the golf course, Danielle, he missed the green. He's at 30 yards. Piece of cake. Got his 58. Do the reverse, the practice swing with that height on each side of the swing, back and forward.
Mm-hmm.
Pull the 58. The ball goes 30 yards.
Nice.
Makes the game a lot easier.
Yeah. Truly. Well, I think more people should go out and not necessarily play like they're, you know, trying for a score, but just to discover what they do with their clubs. Really,
oh,
honest.
Danielle, that's such a great statement.
Yeah.
This is what they have to, instead of putting the distance first in their head, they should discover, like you said. What do you do with this club?
Yeah.
What do you do with your body? And then, whoops, the club put the ball 30 yards in the air. Then this way, you got a game plan when you're in a situation and you know what to do with it.
Yeah, then you can actually go play knowing what you're going to do with that club, which is why I'm so comfortable with a putter, because I know what I can do with the putter. So,
exactly.
This is wonderful. Claude, I know you've got an appointment, and I'm running late, and I apologize.
Oh.
So you'll have to be on again in January after
Sony. I can get, when I come back from the PGA show, I can share
new
thing with you and your listener.
Perfect. Or you can call in from the PGA show.
Oh, we can do that too.
That would be fabulous. Claude Rousseau, Master PGA, thank you so much. He's the Director of Player Development at Wailea Golf Academy. Somebody you probably would really benefit. I know you'd benefit, but you'd also really enjoy a lesson with Claude Rousseau. Thanks, Claude.
Thank you, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. We're coming back. Joy Ruggiero, the First Tee Hawaii Program Director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. She's the First Tee Hawaii Program Director, and she's on with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Get Sony Open tickets now to support Island Keiki, Kupuna, and families. Link arms with Friends of Hawaii Charities and Hawaii Community Foundation to give Hawaii's ohana a big lift. Your Sony Open in Hawaii ticket purchase creates a wave of aloha throughout the islands. Tickets available at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. That's SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Join all the fun while creating the Sony Open wave of aloha now.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Joy Ruggiero, First Tee Hawaii Program Director, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you so much for having me on, Danielle.
Absolutely. This is something I wish was available when I was, how old are your kids in First Tee?
Well, I have a 7-year-old, so he's just started, and then his younger brother is almost 4. So he's not quite at the age for First Tee yet, but it has been a boon to our family to have this program available to us. Oh, sure.
Absolutely. Because, you know, what does it teach kids? How to behave in groups, you know? It's amazing what they learn. And then they watch each other and the other one's doing what they're supposed to do. So I better do what I'm, you know, it's just really cool. They just learn so many different. What do you observe that they bring away from First Tee?
Well, that's part of why I was drawn to First Tee in the first place, because I am an only parent of two boys. When we moved back home to Maui about 3 years ago, I just really wanted to find our community. I just really wanted to find those mentors for them. I really wanted to find those things that they could participate in socially, but also hopefully learn a thing or two about the game of golf. And that is what is so cool about First Tee, is that we are teaching life skills and empowering juniors and teens through the game of golf. So participants get quite a little bit of basic instruction, grip, aim, stance, distance response, and all of that good stuff. But really, it's packaged in these fun, interactive classes where we're learning about our own positive self-identity. We're learning about how to collaborate with others. And all of those lessons that are, I think, kind of baked into the game of golf. I think any golfer knows that, you know, how to shake hands and look someone in the eye before or especially maybe after a round where you didn't necessarily play your best and still be able to show up with that sportsmanship. I think those are the lessons that are going to sort of endure for these kids in First Tee.
Yeah, and that, gosh, that is so much. It's, you know, attitude, how you feel about yourself. It's okay if you didn't have a good round. You're still good. You're still okay.
And exactly.
Yeah. And so many kids walk away thinking they're disasters, you know, when they're not. It was just a bad day. We all have bad days. And I think some of us adults need to remember that, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have my moments where, you know, after a setback, I have to remind myself. I go through the values that I'm teaching as a coach myself. And even it's especially wonderful, and anyone out there who's a parent has most likely experienced this, when you're teaching your kids these values and these lessons and you hope that you're, you know, getting through to them, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're facing some kind of a challenge, and then your kid comes to you and says, "It's okay, Mom," or "It's okay, Dad. Take a deep breath." And you go, "Okay, I have been able to teach my kids something. They're reflecting these lessons back to me." And that, for me, is the joy of being a mom. But that's also the joy of being a coach with First Tee. You really get to see those kinds of contributions firsthand.
Wow. You know, and so you have, well, how many kids do you have in your classes?
So, you know what? That is actually a really good question, because we are a statewide nonprofit, you know, organization. First Tee has chapters all over the world, 150 chapters, and the Hawaii chapter is just one of them. So we serve about 2,000 kids in the state.
Wow.
And so it depends on which island, you know, you're talking about in terms of class sizes. But yeah, just about 2,000 kids statewide.
And how long can they stay with First Tee?
As long as they are interested and engaged in, you know, the fabulous programs that we have to offer. Our kind of mission with First Tee here in Hawaii is for First Tee to be your first stop on your golf journey, whether you are a 7-year-old kid who has just picked up a golf club for the very first time and you are very interested, or if you're a 14-year-old who also maybe has not really had a lot of golf exposure, but you really want to try it out because your friends are doing it, that kind of thing. We want to be, like I said, that your first stop on your golf journey, so that when it comes time for you to commit yourself as an athlete, and when it comes time for you to say, "Actually, you know, golf is my game. I really want to pursue this. I want to see how far I can take it," we want to be your sort of entry point into the other golf organizations in the state, the Maui Junior Golf Associations, the Lahaina Junior Golf Associations, the high school, you know, coaching and high school teams and all of that. We really want to be sort of that connector bridge. But it really starts with developing a love for the game. And that's what First Tee is really good at. Versus, you know, more of the standard golf instruction that you would find from those other organizations. First Tee is really just your first stop on your journey.
Yeah, and how much does it cost for a parent to get their child into First Tee?
So a five-week session, we will be starting new sessions in January. Our five-week session is $75. There is financial aid available.
Wow.
Our volunteer opportunities available. We really, really want to make golf accessible to everyone.
That's wonderful. $75 for 5 weeks.
Exactly.
And how often do the kids go to First Tee?
So that would be once a week for a five-week session. And you can sign up for as many sessions as you like. But yeah, the $75 is one class per week for 5 weeks.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. And now, it would take a huge army to do this with all the children. I mean, you know, I'm thinking of 2,000, but that's spread across the state. How many people? Do you have volunteers?
Yeah. So our coaching staff is a mix of volunteers, assistant coaches, and the lead coaches who are really responsible for executing the program, the First Tee program. And what's so great about being a First Tee coach or a First Tee volunteer coach is that you don't have to have a vast library of the game of golf. You don't have to have, you know, superior technical know-how. When I started as a volunteer coach, I did not know anything about the game of golf other than that I liked it and I wanted to be around it more. And so for anyone who is maybe a parent or an auntie or uncle or grandparent who is interested in the game of golf and who loves kids, I would highly, highly recommend you look into becoming a volunteer or a coach with First Tee, because we give the coaches all of the know-how, all of the do's and don'ts of how to engage with the kids, what to say, what not to say, what to do, what not to do, so that really from age 7 to age 99 and beyond, you can be involved with First Tee as a beginner to the game of golf. Absolutely. And not to say that if you have more technical know-how that you wouldn't also be welcome. It's really nice when we have that mixture of maybe more experienced coaches in terms of golf know-how and less experienced coaches, because as a kid coming in, sometimes it can be intimidating if everyone seems to know a lot more than you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have coaches that are willing to meet you on your level, and I think that's part of our strength in Hawaii is that we have so many diverse backgrounds. When you see a coach that kind of looks like you, it doesn't matter what their technical know-how is. You're going to respond to them if you have that connection. So, yeah, we definitely love to engage with people who love golf and with people who love kids, regardless of the technical know-how.
This is wonderful. Joy Ruggiero, First Tee Hawaii Program Director, you must be on the show more often. I mean, this is our first meeting.
I'd love to, Danielle. I'd love to.
And we can follow your progress, and you can tell us what the kids are doing and just whatever you're doing. This is wonderful. It's so nice to meet you, and thanks for being inside the clubhouse with us.
Thank you, Danielle. It was a pleasure.
Aloha. We're going to come back, and both Joy Ruggiero and Pate Clarkson are probably going to be on Maui, where Joy is, and there's going to be a party, and it's all a part of the century. And so now that we've learned all about First Tee and, you know, how affordable it is, and if it's not, there are, you know, scholarship programs. You can, get in touch with them. And First Tee Hawaii, I should have asked Joy, exactly how to reach them. I will get that information before the show is out. And we're going to come back right after this with Pate Clarson, the Sports Information Director, Troon Hawaii Ka'anapali Golf Courses. And we're going to talk about the Ka'anapali Golf and the Century hosting free interactive events for juniors 3 years old to 18. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Well, it's Aloha Power Equipment's year-end clearance sale. It's almost the end of the year, so you must take advantage of this. From homeowner to supersized landscaper, we've got them. Riding mowers, chainsaws, blowers, generators as well, all on sale. Waiting for you to adopt them. Take them home. Don't forget the accessories. We make yard work easy. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Protect your property, and yes, I'll say it loudly, protect your back with the best tools around. And if you live on a neighbor island, no worries. We ship off island. Aloha Power Equipment. Tell them Danielle sent you.
Where the best start their year. The Century is back on Maui. The PGA Tour's opening drive kicks off the year at the Plantation Course at Kapalua. Come watch the 2024 FedEx Cup champion Scottie Scheffler compete alongside the PGA Tour's top players like Xander Schauffele and Colin Morikawa. Keiki are admitted free, and Hawaii residents have access to the discounted Kama'aina ticket presented by Mauna Loa. Witness the action at The Century, January 2nd through 5th. Tickets available at thecentury.com.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
And by the way, if you'd like to get in touch with the folks at First Tee, just go to firstteehawaii.org. And remember to spell it T-E-E. First, F-I-R-S-T, T-T-E-E, Hawaii.org. Or you can go to Instagram, First Tee Hawaii. That's it. All right, Pate Clarson, Sports Information Director, Troon Hawaii, Ka'anapali Golf Courses. Hey, Pate, welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. Thanks for having me. It's good to be with you again.
Oh, it's good to have you in the clubhouse again, and I hear you're getting ready for a party, a really big party.
We are. We're thrilled about it. Ka'anapali, the First Tee Hawaii, and the Century are all teaming up together to host the Maui Junior Golf Kickoff. This is a free event, as you had alluded to, for juniors aged 3 to 18. All are welcome. It's going to be this Monday, December 30th. It's from 2 to 4 on the Ka'anapali driving range. For context, last year, Tony Finau made a special appearance, and this year, we're thrilled to announce just yesterday that six-time tour winner Max Homa will be joining the fun. He's going to offer swing tips. He'll be signing autographs, taking photos with children and families, and much more. You know, he has a really engaging personality. He's always a hit with the kids. So we're really excited that he'll be joining.
This is wonderful. When you said they can take pictures with the kids or with families, because, you know, I know mom or dad who just heard that Max Homa is going to be there is probably really excited about taking the kids.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, yeah. And so from 3 to 18, that is so much fun. You know, how do you keep a three-year-old? I'll have to ask Joy this one day. How do you keep a three-year-old from wanting to run around?
Well, I'm sure most parents appreciate the opportunity to let their kids run around and wear them out before going to bed.
Yes, exactly. So how much does this cost?
This is a free event from 2 to 4 p.m. on this Monday, December 30th. In addition to Max, longtime Maui resident, everyone's favorite Golf Channel analyst, Mark Rothian, will be hosting a Q&A.
Yeah.
We'll have golf clubs available for juniors to use if they don't have a set, but they're interested in coming out to learn how to play. In addition to the golf, we're going to have inflatable targets that they can hit to, learning about First Tee Hawaii programming. If you want to refine your short game, we're going to have some chipping darts, where you can hit them to different yardage circles. And I think the good news is, if you're interested in coming out but don't necessarily love golf, we have a lot of additional activities you can participate in. We have worked with Maui Big Wave Shave Ice. They're going to have some free shave ice for everyone. We're going to have beverages, cornhole, lawn games, and much more.
Desserts, lawn games, free beverages, and everything's free. So the lawn game's free, desserts are free.
Yep, absolutely. And another cool aspect to keep it local is the Hawaii men's head coach for the golf team and former U.S. Open champ, Scott Simpson. He's going to be in attendance, and he's going to bring a couple players with him. So for those, not familiar with the UH program, he's going to have Blaise Akana, Anson Cabello, and Chris Salem there. Akana's going to be playing in the Sony Open next month for the second consecutive year. Cabello, he's a Maui native, so a local guy. He won the 2024 Kauai Amateur. And Chris Salem, who is an upcoming 2025 commit to the team, he actually has some cool synergies to Kanapali because he was part of their 2022 state championship team here, where he also finished in the top 5 of the individual competition. So some fun synergies for both the guests and attendees.
That's wonderful. And if we have, like a loose three-year-old, they'll easily be able to capture them and bring them back.
Absolutely. Those boys can run with them.
Yeah, and Mark Rolfing is so much fun. I'm so glad he's going to be there. He really puts so much into everything he does. And the Q&A hosted by NBC Sports Golf Channel analyst, a First Tee Hawaii board member, has lived on Maui as long as I've known him, Mark Rolfing. So that's this Q&A will be in that 2 to 4 time frame, the 2 to 4 p.m.?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay, wonderful. Now, you're also kicking off the Maui Junior Golf Program. Tell us a bit about that.
Kanapali really strives to be family-friendly and with offering numerous programming, whether it's KQTs, foot golf, lessons, great rates for juniors. If you're between 7 and 12, you can play the Kai course for just $25. Wow. And the Royal course for just $45. The Kanapali has 2 new instructors who just joined the team to offer tailored lessons for everyone. So really striving to be as family-focused as can be. And, this event, the Maui Junior Golf Kickoff, is a wonderful way to kind of preview the 2025 offerings.
Awesome. Okay. And there's some upcoming events for Keiki and families. Can you go into that?
Absolutely. On Tuesday, December 31st, so the day after the Maui Junior Golf Kickoff, our friends at fellow Turin Hawaii Club Kapalua, they're going to be hosting a free instructional session and Q&A with Justin Thomas. JT is a 15-time tour winner and notably a 2-time century winner.
Wow.
So he is thrilled to be back to go for a three-peat at the century. If you're interested in attending, children and families can meet on the Kapalua Bay Course driving range. to interact with him and fellow children. Again, that's December 31st from 3 to 4 on the Bay Course driving range.
3 to 4, December 31st. Got it. And then in March of 2025, we've got something special happening at the Royal Ka'anapali. Tell us about it.
We do. Last time I was on the program, you had inquired if we were going to be able to host a women's collegiate event, and we're thrilled to announce that last year, the University of Hawaii's storied women's event, the Dr. Donna Thompson Invitational, had moved from Oahu to Kauai for the first time, and this year it's going to be coming to Royal Ka'anapali. Last year, Arizona State had beat Washington and North Carolina. It was a stacked field, 15 teams from 12 states. And in fact, 10 of them were in the top 100 of the NCAA rankings. So a really quality showcase of great golf in the islands. So this coming March, it'll be March 22 to 24. Mark it on the calendars at Royal Ka'anapali. Hawaii head coach Julie Brooks, who has the program on the up and up, she's going to help host the 39th edition of this event.
Wow.
There are going to be 17 teams competing this year and some numerous highly ranked individuals as well from all across the country. And similar to the first tee event that you previewed, this will be free for spectators. They can either park at Ka'anapali or just across the street at Whalers Village. So we're really excited to continue to support both men's and women's golf, and I think that'll be a wonderful showcase. If you have a junior that's interested in coming out to see him, we'd love to have him.
Oh, this is terrific. The involvement you folks have with the community and kids and just everybody, getting them into the game, it's so cool. You know, I was talking with Gary Williams earlier in the show about how golf just, you know, friendship or relationships, like me when I was, my dad loved to play golf. He came from England. So to him, golf was a part of, you know, every day. And then it became a part of business. And whenever I am able to be on the golf course, dad is with me. Even if he's, you know, long gone, he's still with me because it's golf. So there's just this, you know, this wonderful synergy about the game and how memories are formed and how it takes you back. It's really amazing. And what's really noteworthy, too, I'd like to go back to something that we haven't mentioned yet about, and I'd like you to, you know, present it to everybody. I think some the University of Hawaii Warrior Golf Booster Fund and Ka'anapali employees are going to benefit. Could you give us the details?
Thanks for bringing that up. Ka'anapali is going to present two checks on Monday. The first is going to be for $5,000 to Hawaii's Warrior Golf Booster Fund. And the reason that's notable is because there is a significant need for travel funds for student athletes in the islands commuting back and forth to tournaments, not only in the mainland, but sometimes internationally. So we're happy to support, you know, the state's flagship university and hope that Coach Simpson can continue to elevate the program as he's done already. We're happy to play just a very small part in his great efforts. And then the second is, stemming from last year's wildfires, a second check is going to be presented to employees, actually, of Ka'anapali golf courses who had lost everything in the fire. So especially around the holidays when every little bit counts, we hope that they can use that for any needs that they may have.
Awesome. Yeah, so I don't know anyone. I see what on television in Lahaina, I don't know anyone who lived in Lahaina, but knowing and seeing Lahaina is gone, it never really sinks in. It hasn't become real. And then I see the images again, and I'm like, God, you know, how can an entire community disappear? And how do you cope with that? So any help that goes the way of people who have lost everything, you know, all your photographs, all everything, the memories are always with you. But it's so nice to have, you know, your photo album to open it up and it's gone. Pate Clarkson, Sports Information Director, Trun Hawaii Anapali Golf Courses. Thanks so much for being in the clubhouse again, and I look forward to talking to you the next time that you want to be on the show. Just let me know.
Mahalo, Danielle. Thanks for your many contributions to golf in the islands, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Pate Clarkson, Sports Information Director, Trun Hawaii Anapali Golf Courses. And we're going to come back. James Kaiser, way out of this world experimental entertainment. Way out of this world experiment. Okay, what does that have to do with golf? We're going to find out. KORL, Waianae, Honolulu.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Get Sony Open tickets now to support Island Keiki, Kupuna, and families. Link arms with Friends of Hawaii Charities and Hawaii Community Foundation to give Hawaii's ohana a big lift. Your Sony Open in Hawaii ticket purchase creates a wave of aloha throughout the islands. Tickets available at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. That's SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Join all the fun while creating the Sony Open Wave of Aloha now.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Hey, the Century is next week, January 2nd through the 5th. Wow. And, of course, they've partnered with Mauna Loa to provide Kama'aina tickets at special prices when the tour's opening drive returns on January 2nd. Century and Mauna Loa are pleased to offer special gallery pass admission rates for Kama'aina, available to local Hawaii residents, valid photo ID or driver's license, as the tour's biggest stars return to Maui to start the race for the FedEx Cup title. All right, let's bring him in. His name is James Kaiser. He's way out of this world, experimental entertainment, and he's also the owner of Golf Education Encounter, a driving force behind Cosmic Driving Range and Smart Targets, a volunteer director of Golf Heritage Society, president of Friends of Cherokee 1895, saving a historic 127-year-old golf course. Welcome into the clubhouse, James.
Thank you, Danielle. I appreciate you having me on. I didn't know I had so many things I was working on. I haven't heard it all combined like that in a long time.
Have you gotten tired? You can go take a nap now.
I am. I'm ready to.
I'm tired.
Actually.
Yeah. So where did you get the moniker "Way Out of This World Experimental Entertainment"?
Well, I just didn't want to be a director or a general manager. I just wanted to be something fun and engaging and something that was focused on entertainment. I mean, I think the golf world's a little bit stuffy these days, and regular golf is great and it's fun and has a lot of great things. But, you know, the driving force of golf right now is off course, and it's what Top Golf is doing and what places like Launchpad and Pin Seekers and what we're going to be doing. Simulator businesses are doing, and we're bringing people into the game that want to have fun, that want to have an experience, that want to be entertained, I want good food and beverage. And you look at places like Savannah Bananas, the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball, and what they're doing, we want to bring kind of that element to what we're doing at Cosmic Golf.
I gotcha. Cosmic Golf. Now, so that's your primary role, right?
Yeah, that's where I spend a lot of my time. We have a facility we're building in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. It's going to be 36 outdoor hitting bays with 300,000 BTU heaters. And we have smart targets, which are interactive targets that you hit at out in the field. We have InRange, which is a great gaming system where the field is lava. You can compete bay to bay, and you can compete against other people worldwide. And if you're a great golfer or even a golfer, you can collect all your shot data and have it stored on your phone and look at it. We have 6 indoor simulators, play 100,000 courses on it.
Wow.
We're really proud of our putting course. We have a putting course. It's inspired by Augusta, built by Cameron Howell and Putt Tech, which is the greatest putting course of all time. I'd encourage everybody to go check out pictures at cosmic.golf. But we also have a 2,500 square foot kitchen, which will serve 800 people that can be seated indoors and out. We have 4 indoor party rooms, a members lounge, an 18-hole golf course, and we're going to be doing outreach programming, Moms Mondays, you know, all kinds of things. It's just going to be the Taj Mahal of golf, and we're really excited to get open.
And where exactly is this?
This is like just south of Louisville, Kentucky. It's right. So everybody's probably heard of the Napa Valley and Sonoma Valley. This
sure.
is kind of the head of the bourbon trail. So Kentucky's known for its bourbon. So we're 20 minutes away from Jim Beam, which is the biggest bourbon company in the world. We're right next to, you know, Maker's Mark, Willett, all kinds of famous distilleries. But we're just south of Louisville, Kentucky, right off I-65, right below Fort Knox. So we've had the Fort Knox big helicopters flying over our targets at night, just stopping there for 5 or 10 seconds. They just stop, and I think they're like, what in the world is going on down there?
Investigation necessary.
Exactly. But it's just fabulous. We have, you know, we're even going to have lasers and drones. So when you hit our targets, it elicits a flashing target that flashes all different multicolors. It creates sound effects. It creates a laser response, so different things happen on the target. So eventually it'll get to the point where it'll profile, you know, Danielle, and she's known for her weather trafficking and her golf shows. So Danielle hits the target, and cars go by or something like that. So it'll profile you. And we're also going to have to hit the drones. So we'll have drone formations where they'll come out every, you know, for 20 or 30 seconds at a time. They'll come out and you'll try to hit the drone. So it's just stuff that people want to do that has never been done before. So it's pretty exhilarating. We're way out of this world, right?
Yes.
Way out of this world, way out of this box.
Way out of the box, experimental entertainment.
Now,
yes,
Hawaii has some of this going on there right now.
Really,
we have our target. Yeah, there's a mobile company there that's been doing shows out there at different golf courses for about 3 or 4 years now. So and they're packed. I mean, they're just jam packed on. I think 4 of the islands this guy's brought his show to.
Oh my goodness! You must put me in touch with him. I want to talk with him about, you know, where he is and when he's going to be there, so that I can let people know. This sounds like fun.
I will definitely do that. I'll put you in touch with this guy, and you could probably have him on your show. But he'd love to talk about what he's doing out there. But
yeah,
man, it's exciting that the stuff he's doing is really top notch, and it's all portable stuff for his. Mine are permanent targets. He's using the portable versions.
Right,
blow up.
So yeah,
they're pretty cool.
Yeah, it's nothing like being able to hit at something that can't get hurt.
Right. Well, we actually have, we're actually going to be doing it eventually. We're going to have an Area 51. Everybody's heard of Area 51, where spaceships have supposedly crashed and things of that nature.
Right.
It's kind of off limits. It's kind of, you know, another world, right? So we're going to have a we're going to have an Area 51 on our golf course or on our driving range. It's going to be like a lounge out in the field that has polycarbonate siding and bubbles around it, so you can see the balls coming, and we're actually hitting at people.
Wait a minute.
That will be, yeah.
I said it's fun to hit things at things that can't get hurt. Now you're putting people out there as targets.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to put people. We'll put you out there, and we'll have Big Danielle night.
Now, are you going to protect me? Tell me how you're protecting me.
Well, we have ballistic polycarbonate, so we could shoot bullets at you and you wouldn't get hurt. You know, so we're only hitting golf balls, so you'd be just fine in there. We're already doing that. We have a car bubble. We can put a car in an inflatable bubble and put cars out there. We're going to have moving targets. We'll have like the ball. You know how you're at the range and you always try to hit the ball guy in the net in the cage. Well, we're going to have that too, but he's going to be covered in a translucent car bubble, and when you hit him, it'll light up, flash, and he'll make noises like, ow, you can't hit me, and, you know, taunting stuff.
Oh, you are just so good for children.
Exactly. Well, that's what we're trying to capture. I mean, we're just trying to capture a whole different wave of people through being fun and engaging and something that's entertaining, and that's what we're trying to do. I mean, I love what Tiger and Rory are going to do, but, you know, nobody can go do that. You get to watch it, but you can't go do it. So yeah. It's like, what's the purpose of that? I don't really understand it. But golf can be fun if you make it, if you think outside the box.
Now, you're going to have to enlighten us. What do you mean by what are Rory and Tiger doing?
Well, they have that programming that they're coming up. So they have a giant simulator screen that they're hitting into, and then they go in at 100 yards and they play on a synthetic. They hit their next shots within 100 yards. They actually are doing it in front of a crowd of about 40,000 people down in Florida.
Okay.
In a dome.
Okay.
And they're going to be doing that TV show that they're going to start. And they have teams. All these teams are in on it. You know, so you got Justin Thomas and all these people that are on different teams.
Yeah.
That are on the PGA Tour, all friends of Tiger and Rory, and they all have teams of 3 and 4, and they're competing against each other in this dome called the SoFi Dome. So it's someplace down in southern, I think it's near Jupiter, Florida.
Gosh, are we out of time? Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, that's okay. At least I got you to laugh.
You got me to laugh. You've entertained me. You've made me curious. All these things. It's wonderful. James Kaiser, thank you so much. Way out of this world, experimental entertainment and owner of Golf Education Encounter and a driving force behind Cosmic Driving Range and Smart Targets. You hear what he's doing. And, you know, on the other side, he's volunteer director of Golf Heritage Society. Totally, it's like two different people.
Yes. Everything from young Tom to Tiger and beyond.
Thank you very much for being inside the clubhouse. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Danielle. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We got to thank the people who make this show possible. It's Aloha Power Equipment, their year-end sale. You know, I mean, it's what? What's the date today? Is it the 28th? So you don't have a lot. You got to get over there. All the riding mowers are on sale. And all the mower accessories galore on sale. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. You know, let your equipment do the work faster and smarter. And get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment, whether it's Evilay right next to the Costco gas station or in Waipahu. And you know, when you're going down Farrington Highway and you're going Eva westbound, and then you're going to see Waipahu Depot Street. And you're going to go a little bit further because you're going to have to make a U-E. And then right when you get to the intersection again with Waipahu Depot Street, going east this time, Cocoa Head, you're going to make a right turn. And there you are. Right there, that's where they are. It's a big sign, too. It's it's wonderful. And if you're here, of course, right in the middle of Honolulu, Evilay, you can see them, too. Big sign. And it's really close by, so it's really easy, okay? Near the Costco gas station. The Century. Oh, it's going to be so much fun, guys. The Century at Kapalua's Plantation Course, Maui, January 2nd through the 5th. Be there, kicking off the PGA Tour's 2025 season. Tickets available at Century.com. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, for health, for friendship, go golf. And the Sony Open in Hawaii 2025 at Waialae, January 8th through the 12th. And tickets are available at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.